Good afternoon. I'm Mark. I'm with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Stephen Brody. Brody? I'm sorry, I botched that already. We just talked about it. Can you repeat? Brody, right?
Yeah, it's Brody. Ellis Island decided to make my life difficult back, 100 years ago and throw a silent U in my name.
And Stephen is the Senior VP of Sales at Bevy. Good afternoon, Stephen. How you doing?
Pleasure to talk to you, and I'm excited for today. So thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. So I transitioned from spending just shy of 6 years in Army Special Operations into tech. So that's what you probably call a pivot in tech. Mm-hmm. And I actually only did it because I grew up in San Francisco. And when I came home, I needed to make money. And it was just kind of the logical thing to do. I had done sales in college, working with the, annual fund Dial for Dollars, pull up an index card and ask someone to donate money. And I actually didn't mind it. It's how I learned to talk to women. I would only call women. I never got good at it, obviously. But I'm sure my wife would. I tricked one woman into marrying.
Just takes one.
Yeah, exactly. But after that first role in tech, the first company I was at got acquired by Cornerstone On Demand. And then I went to MuleSoft, where I scaled the SDR org from 7 to 67 people in the Americas, from one office in San Francisco to 6. And then I was asked to stand up the global BizOps team, and Salesforce acquired us. So that was a hoot. And while I was in BizOps at Salesforce, I was doing these global demand gen readouts to all the field leaders. And the thing that kept popping up when I was looking at the demand engine was the most revenue efficient lead source we had was these community events that we were driving. And what stood out to me is I had worked really closely with a field marketing team, and they were great, but it was really effortful to put on these field marketing events and to chase down leads afterwards. And what stood out to me is I didn't even know who the head of community was at MuleSoft. And yet, like, they were feeding me really great pipeline and influencing some really important deals. So that's how I found out about Bevy, because that's how MuleSoft was getting the data. And I came on board here as an advisor about 3 years ago. And, I started in the sales org when we had one AE, and, we'll end the year with 40. So wow. That should give you an idea of the trajectory of growth that we've experienced. And it's been an absolute privilege to just work again with another team of A-plus players.
Very cool. And what does Bevy do? Who's your typical customer? What products do you provide them and services?
Yeah, Bevy's the only end-to-end enterprise community and events engine. So we help companies, both power your virtual conference, but also turn your virtual conference into a global events community. And we help companies really who understand, like, if all I do is host a conference and then say, see you next year, then I'm not maintaining year-round engagement with my core audience. So we help you not just host virtual events, but actually build a community. And we're doing that with some of the best companies on the planet. So companies like Salesforce, Amazon, eBay, Snowflake, Google, Adobe, Figma, Webflow, Twilio, like kind of the who's who of hyper growth companies. Like, what they've realized is that you might have an audience, but if you don't have a community, you're probably selling a commodity.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And yeah, most of those companies you just mentioned, we can drive up and down the 101 and see.
100%.
Their headquarters, right?
100%. And look, we're not just selling to large enterprise software companies. We're also working with Harvard and BYU and Red Bull and even Wizards of the Coast, who does Dungeons and Dragons. So, we're lucky that we get to work with the best companies that have the best sort of gold standard communities and global events programs. And it's been really exciting to learn working with them and to be able to impart that experience on some of these high growth companies that we work with as well.
Interesting. So March of 2020, a lot of events went remote. So I got to believe that really increased your business. Is that true?
It did, but like candidly, we started the year last year as a, we didn't have the conference tooling yet, but we were in predominantly in-person community platform. And we had some virtual functionality, but we hadn't made the kind of investment that we immediately realized we had to make. And that was really doubling down on the ability to federate out permission to host these events in a global scale in a way where you didn't just tell your field marketing or community team, like, put on more events, which really translates as work harder, lose sleep, hire more headcount. And so we rolled out the virtual community tooling and our customers ate it up. And then we realized like everyone's defaulting to doing all their conferences still, but doing them virtually. Like let's ensure we can equip our customers with that functionality as well. And that's been a big hit. We're powering some of the, you know, 30,000 person plus conferences or doing them for some of the biggest brands on the planet. But what's been important is, you know, remotely or working remotely rather doesn't mean you don't crave connection. And, you know, the thing about conferences is they're great, but unless you're creating opportunities for your customers and prospects to interact with each other or your developers, like they're not that intimate. And unless you have the answer for what am I going to do next, then no one really cares. And community is the way you can keep people often who are working remotely engaged year round, not just once every 6 months or every 12 months when you, you know, spin a ton of cycles to put on a big virtual conference.
Interesting. Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned Salesforce and being from San Francisco, I know they have, it's gotta be the largest conference in the country every usually September, October. They basically take over downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
So,
well, look,
that had to be
Salesforce only had Dreamforce. Would it be Salesforce? Right. But the thing that Salesforce realized early on is the most sticky sort of competitive moat you can create is getting people activated, excited, engaged around your brand, but really building their careers on it. So the Salesforce Trailblazer community is a defensible asset. Dreamforce is an amazing conference that drives a ton of revenue and a ton of impact and has positioned Salesforce as the de facto, you know, enterprise 360 degree view of the customer platform, whatever they call themselves now. I don't want to like misattribute. But what they realized first is, you know, how do we keep these people consistently engaged and get them to build on our platform? And the answer was community. So having both matters. You need the conference to drum up the interest, the excitement, the engagement, but you need the community to channel them so they can continue to stay engaged year round.
Yes. So, I mean, things are starting to open. I mean, you're in Florida, which is 100% open, and California is going to, it's at 50 now, it's going to 75% soon and 100% in June. So what do you think going forward, these events are going to be a hybrid? Do you think there's going to be a put a rush to in-person events, or do you think it's going to stay remote?
I think a combination of all of the above. The reality is like virtual engagement increases your audience exponentially.
Yes.
Hybrid engagement is kind of the best of both worlds. Here's the thing. Like, I don't get a lot personally out of virtual conferences. I get a lot out of going and meeting other speakers or, you know, attending some of the sort of post-event engagements and dinners and networking events.
Yes.
So for me, like the one-on-one networking stuff that, like, we have some of that stuff in our tooling is really valuable. But it depends on your audience, right? And, you know, if I was going to host a sales development conference, I wouldn't want to do it just virtually. I'd probably want to create opportunities for SDRs to connect in person. Why? Because, you know, SDRs aren't just working to get paid. They want to stay engaged, meet other people in their industry. It's kind of a lonely role. And so I think like, you kind of have to understand your audience. I think hybrid is the most likely thing we'll see 12 to 24 months moving forward. I don't believe we'll ever stop amplifying the message by hosting it virtually as well.
Mm.
But there's not even a clear definition of what hybrid really means.
True.
So it's a good question. I wish I had a better answer.
Yeah, and I think we're going to find out over time, because I think you're seeing a lot of companies not investing in expensive office space, and they will be investing more money in things like this, right?
Yeah. I saw some great data from Slack the other day, and I don't want to like misattribute what they said, but Salesforce, even before COVID, had hot desks for a lot of their org. So we were in Salesforce Tower post-acquisition, and MuleSoft kind of had to fight to say, we're going to have like separate spaces and some people might have their own desk, but really it was hot desking for us too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're probably seeing a mix of people who would have an allergic reaction to going back to the office and people who would want to do it. I imagine most people almost want to do like a hybrid version of return to work.
Yeah.
And it also, again, depends by role. Like if I'm an SDR, I want to be in office because I might have just moved to San Francisco and I don't know anyone. And, you know, I want to like be surrounded by the energy of being in the bullpen or whatever you call it. And if I'm an executive, I probably need to be in the office 2-3 days a week.
Mm.
If I am, you know, an account executive in North Carolina sitting on a ranch, like probably don't want to go to the office at all.
Right. Probably don't even want to have an office.
well, here's the thing. At MuleSoft, way before COVID, we did an analysis on who were the most productive AEs. The reality was actually the ones who were at these regional hubs in person were.
Wow.
Now, would that change today with people now having been forced to adapt? I don't know, but I imagine it's probably not necessarily the case, but it's probably a good indication of what to expect.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming Bevy was hiring, you know, over the last year just because of demand. Did you hire around some of your hubs, or did you say, hey, we're going to open it up and just hire the best person?
No, we're 100% remote now. And, you know, we always do an annual retreat or two to get everyone together. But I think the future for us is let's find ways to make sure we're getting people connected, whether bi-monthly, quarterly, semi-annually. So we are meeting face-to-face, you know, come the time everyone's vaccinated and like willing to do that. But I haven't met 90% of the team in person.
Wow. And how big is your team?
Right now it's 35. By the end of the year, it'll be like 75.
Oh, wow. So you're really growing fast.
Yeah. 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 It's going to be a wild ride. So stay tuned.
You're a busy man just hiring and interviewing.
Yeah. It's probably 50% of my day. And that's probably what it should be given what our growth goals are.
Wow. Well, best of luck with that. I think what you're doing is definitely in demand. So I think you will continue to grow for years to come, I would think.
Yep. Fingers crossed. We've seen a ton of momentum, but I think where we're really, it's not COVID that's going to keep our business humming along. Like when COVID's gone, what's going to matter is like, are people understanding the value they're getting by driving a global events program that is tied to business impact? And I believe based on what our customers are telling us, that that's what's going to continue to drive our growth, not whether or not, you know, COVID-21 comes out.
Right.
So
yeah, I think people are used to the remote now, and I think they're going to be ready to go back into an office. And I think there's going to be that month or two where everyone's back in the office, and then it's going to settle out naturally by company and by role, how that's all going to work.
Totally.
Yeah. So, well, Stephen, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. It's a Tokyo Giants hat. You know, we're both San Francisco Giants fan. Always good to talk to a fellow Giants fan. Number one in the West right now.
Number one. Fingers crossed. This is, you know, it's a good sign. So I appreciate it, Mark. And thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
See you.